If North Korea does wind up participating in the South's Olympic Games next month, it won't be the first time it has sent athletes across the border. Earlier this year, Pyongyang sent a taekwondo team to the South, where that gesture of sports diplomacy was hailed as a breakthrough during a time of high tension. But that was before North Korea's latest nuclear and ICBM tests. As Jason Strother reports, there's still hope that taekwondo can restart the conversation between the two Koreas. His story starts off at South Korea's Olympic training village in Jincheon County, south of Seoul.
You don't want to mess with Oh Haeri. She's a 29-year-old Olympic gold medalist in taekwondo. I watch her practice kicks with her coach, who's wearing padded gloves. Taekwondo is a Korean martial art, but athletes from North and South Korea don't compete against each other because they're in different leagues. I ask Oh Haeri what she thinks about North Korea. She says, like most South Koreans, she doesn't have a full picture.
We just know that we are capitalists and they are communists. It's not a place we can actually see with our own eyes. I feel bad that we're the same people, but we can't actually meet each other.
But you could say taekwondo has brought North and South Korean athletes together. Back in June, Pyongyang sent a taekwondo demonstration team to a competition in Muju, South Korea. The 16 athletes showed off roundhouse kicks and broke through boards and bricks. Oh Haeri was one of the spectators cheering them on.
When the North Koreans came here, I was really happy to see them. I really welcomed them. I felt like it was a sign that relations between our countries were improving. I know it couldn't have been easy for them to come here, so I felt grateful for this moment.
But there was groundwork leading up to it. The governments and militaries of North and South Korea don't talk, but the heads of their respective taekwondo associations send emails and call each other on the phone.
So we send a letter to them and we invite ITF.
Cho Chung-won is the Seoul-based president of World Taekwondo, and he says when the North Korean International Taekwondo Federation came here, the two sides had a lot to talk about. Though they avoided some topics.
No politics, but we talk about the future cooperation and relationship of our sports. Talking to them is just like talking to my friends. We drink beer and soju.
A good time.
Yes, we had a good time. I hope they had also a good time too.
They probably did, because the North Koreans invited the South Koreans to a tournament in Pyongyang. For Cho, who was born in Seoul in 1947, the chance to travel above the border is something he's always wanted to do.
You know something? My family, just right after the Second World War II, moved down to South Korea. So we still have relatives in northern parts of Korea.
Kim Song-ju has family back in the north, too. He hasn't seen them since he defected to South Korea in 2003. I visited him at his home outside of Seoul, and we watched a video of that North Korean taekwondo demonstration in June.
제가 아까 말씀드렸던 거, 무릎을 반동을 이용을 해요, 얘네들은.
He says the styles are different. North Korean athletes bounce more on their knees and move more rhythmically than South Koreans.
그냥 절대 이렇게 자세 잡고 나가.
He gives me a little demonstration.
같이 해서 여기서 그냥 찬단 말이에요. 근데 북한 태권도는 자세를
Kim says he'd like to see more cultural exchanges between the two Koreas like this.
스포츠를 가지고 이제 평화를 이제 이루는 데 있어서 스포츠로 많이 이제 합을 하고.
I think the North Korean team's demonstration here was a great step forward, and hopefully South Koreans can perform in the North someday.
But South Korean athletes won't be making that trip anytime soon. Pyongyang ultimately rescinded its invitation. I ask World Taekwondo's Cho why he thinks the North Koreans changed their minds.
I really don't have any idea, because suddenly they send a letter, and that moment in mid-September was not so good to invite World Taekwondo demonstration teams to Pyongyang.
But Cho says he's not giving up on taekwondo diplomacy. He's invited the North Korean athletes to perform at the Pyeongchang Games in February. For The World, Jason Strother, Seoul.